There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We were talking EpiPens with Ros Marshall just a few moments ago. If you have to use EpiPens, have you noticed the shortage there? What have you done about it? How much of a concern is that for you? And a couple of text messages are coming on that one, Joe. What are the people saying?
Natasha here is saying food companies need to be clearer with their labelling. My 8-year-old daughter has a severe nut allergy, and whilst the other families in the class know she has an allergy, children often have cereal bars in their snacks with nuts in them. I have to go on school trips with her to carry the EpiPen.
Really?
I suppose in case it needs to be administered.
I suppose it's one of those ones that you, if you've got a severe nut allergy, I know Ros was talking about the fact that, you know, she struggles walking past certain shops if they're serving nut products, etc. So if you have one of those severe allergies, then it's a major, cause it must be so debilitating in many ways, because as you say, nuts, it must be very difficult to make sure that there are no essence of nuts and that there is no nut product anywhere around you at any time.
Oh, I know. And that goes back to
food. On a plane.
I know. Well, this is there are a few quite active allergy Facebook groups here based in the region, and they'll often say that airlines give away the little, remember you have your orange juice and your little packet of nuts.
Yeah.
Your little snack that goes with it. And
but they're not anymore, are they?
Well, no, but some airlines do still have nuts on them. Emma in Abu Dhabi, it really goes back to what you were saying about living with that life-threatening situation, where she says, unless your child has a nut allergy, you don't understand how stressful it is. Knowing that your child could be in a life-threatening situation on a day-to-day basis, and I wouldn't risk using an out-of-date EpiPen for my child. You also need to have more than one on hand, simply because things can get lost. So when there's a shortage, maybe there's a shortage because people stockpile. I'd certainly need a few.
Think about it. If it turn it on its head for a while, you mentioned there about, let's take a flight as an example. When you've got 300 plus people on a plane, one of which suffers from nut allergy. In terms of the numbers and the balance, I mean, is that fair that one person can prevent the other 350 plus from not enjoying their nuts with their orange juice?
Well, I think realistically that one person, be they a child, they would have a parent or a guardian with them, or be they an adult, they would have their own EpiPen with them, so they can manage that situation. So I think, and also people take their own snacks onto planes. So whilst the airline can say, no, we don't serve anything with nuts, we yada yada, people, I go fully loaded with snacks for my kids, and I wouldn't necessarily not take nuts with me. And I think most people are prepared. But as Ros was saying earlier, she left her EpiPen. She'd packed it in her checked-in luggage.
So that's an airline can control it because they can provide an in-flight meal which doesn't have any nut products, and they cannot serve you nuts if they know that there is somebody coming on with an allergy. But there's nothing to stop you and I bringing snacks onto a plane. You don't get stopped for bringing dry roasted on or anything like that,
no,
do you? You
exactly.
Don't get checked for that coming onto the
getting
onto the plane.
All. No, and imagine how stressful that would be if your child has a severe nut allergy. It'd be really stressful. And then that's when you have to divert planes. So it's within everyone's best interest to just not really take nuts with them anywhere.
But again, that's not fair, because what about us that like nuts? And therefore, isn't it, if I've paid X amount of 1,000 dirhams to get onto a flight, and I want to enjoy my dry roasted, then surely I should be allowed to try and enjoy my dry roasted.
You can go without them for a little flight. You can get the little biscuits instead. I think you're being unfair, actually.
I think this conversation's just gone too far. We've gone to biscuits and nuts all of a sudden somehow. The ERA News Centre has very kindly popped in from the News Centre just to bring us up to date with this one. Good morning to you, Sneha. Thanks very much indeed for being with us.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Oh, yes, of course it is. Yeah, it's the extra hour, isn't it? Keep forgetting. So, look, let's try and put this one into context, because this is a storm formation which is growing in magnitude. It's growing in power. It's already ravaged Philippines, where I understand there were deaths over the night. Is that right?
Yeah, so it hit Philippines and we have death toll that's touched 30 people at this point. A few missing. There's been loads of damage to property and crops. And now we know that it's impacting flights to Hong Kong. There are more than 800 flights that have been cancelled because of Typhoon Mangkhut.
It's extraordinary. We're just having a look at updates from a number of our media sources down here. And yeah, a lot of flights affected to and from Hong Kong, cancelled in and out of the island. We're also getting pictures of some of the damage and the high rises there as well. Have we got any news from Emirates Etihad with regards to the flights and the status due to the storm?
Yes, we have. We have been in touch with both the airlines and they've told us that they've cancelled their flights to Hong Kong today, and they will update their passengers about the whether the flights will resume operations tomorrow. It'll all depend on how the weather conditions improve or not. Emirates, in fact, have said their flights to Cebu and Clark have also been disrupted, and the passengers can expect delays, and they need to get in touch with their contact centres before they make their journey to the airport.
Listen, obviously, social media is a wonderful tool in these sort of scenarios. Do keep an eye on the official handles from Emirates and Etihad for updates on your flights there. Keep it locked here on ARN News Centre. They'll keep you updated as well. But equally, if there's anything that you can share with us, if you've got friends, if you've got family, if you've got relatives in China, in Hong Kong, or of course the Philippines that have been affected by these storms, do share your experiences with us. We'd love to get in touch with you to get to more thoughts throughout the day here, courtesy of the news team and the rest of the show. So that's just one weather formation that is ravaging parts of Asia at the moment. We've also got one on the other side of the world. Florence has left 13 people dead. It dumped an epic amount of rainfall on the United States coasts over the last couple of days. Do we have any updates on that one as well, Sneha?
So yeah, the death toll is over 13. And we now hear that the US president has declared a disaster in 8 counties in North Carolina. This means that it will help free up federal funding for recovery efforts sooner.
If you've got any updates from either of those weather formations, either of those typhoons, either of those major storms, then please do get in touch with us. And I'm assuming that obviously this is a developing story for you. A lot of obviously business links, but a lot of personal links as well between residents here in the UA, both to the States, the Carolina coastline, but also to Hong Kong, China and the Philippines.
That's true. We've been covering this and we will continue to cover this through the day.
Sneha, bless you. Thanks so much indeed to you. That's all the latest from the ARN News Desk.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.